Welcome to Conversations with Spirit, where we dive deep into the mystical and enchanting realms of spirituality. I'm your host, spiritual medium Lori Albert, and together with special guests, we explore a world of spiritual insights and experiences, as well as offer captivating mediumship and oracle card readings. Tune in for enlightening conversations that will uplift your soul and expand your consciousness. Awesome. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit.
Hello.
I am so thrilled about my guest tonight, you guys. I have been talking you up all week. I mean, like, I kept saying to all my friends, this show is going to be one for the books.
100%.
One of my dear, dear friends who I've known for probably about 5 years now. Her name is Jess Be Inspired. And if you're on Instagram and you're into the woo of that we all are into, you will know her. You should know her. Jess is a Reiki master, but she's not just a Reiki master. She's a teacher. And she also has a crystal, an online crystal shop, which I can't wait to talk all about tonight, because that to me is like, I think that a lot of the people that are watching tonight are going to be really thrilled about that part.
Yes.
You know, yes. And then she is a very strong psychic and very strong medium, and she's just got it going on. I am so excited that you're here. Thank you so much for joining tonight, Jess.
I just love you, Lori, and I'm honored when you asked for me to come on this beautiful next journey that you are having, Conversations with Spirit, with so many people. And I just think that you are not only a teacher of mine, a mentor, but a dear friend, and I cannot be more honored and grateful to be in your presence always. Oh,
gosh, I feel the same way about you. Look at us fangirling. That's what happens on this show.
That's what happens, yeah. When we raise other women up, we raise ourselves, right?
Yes, right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm just going to jump right in because, oh my gosh, Jess, we have so much that I want to ask you.
Yay, yes.
For those that don't know you, I need to tell you guys that, you know, there are Reiki masters, but I'm going to call you, I'm making this up. You're like a spiritual Reiki master.
Thank you.
In my head, you're like a spiritual Reiki master because the way you do things, or at least I can't recall ever being around a Reiki master that is as spiritually guided as you are.
Thank you so much.
Your lives on Instagram are just absolutely amazing. Absolutely.
Thank
amazing.
You.
So here's my question to you before we jump into like all the stuff about Reiki and crystals and stuff, because I have so many questions about crystals.
Yes.
But I'm curious, how did you, and I feel like I should know this, but how did you realize that you had intuitive or healing like gifts? How did that come about for you?
So I'm going to be completely transparent. And I wish that I had like this really cool story that like ever since I was three, that I just knew that I was connected to spirit. For me, it was a different journey of always having a beautiful mother and sister that really were so in my corner of exposing me to a lot of different healing modalities and always encouraging me to pursue anything that was intuitively creative. But really what happened was, it was about 2016. It was a year into my sister who has ascended. She passed in 2018 from breast cancer. I was on a journey where I was meditating every day. This was before I became a certified meditation teacher with David G. And during my meditation, just one day, I heard from spirit, go do Reiki. And at the time, I actually thought that it could involve a rake. I had no idea. I was like, what are we like raking people? Like, what's the vibe here? But I said, you know, I was on such a really beautiful point of my spiritual journey of just being so open and so ready to explore whatever I was just being intuitively guided with. And so I asked a friend of mine if they had known any Reiki masters in this area that I could maybe learn from. And then I learned Reiki, and it was really interesting because as soon as I got level 2 certified, because level 1 is really for self-healing, it's for you, or your friends, or infusing, you know, your food or providing it for your pets. Level 2 is to be a practitioner and really be professional. And then level 3 is really if you want to be a Reiki master or teach it. And so at that time, as soon as I got Reiki level 2 certified, my teacher was like, you're ready to go. And then just started hiring me and just put me, like, threw me right into the deep end. And I just started. And ever since I started, that's why I thank you for saying that, you know, I'm a spiritually, you know, guided Reiki master, because I'd always get channeled messages. So it was just really, it was really surreal. It was a divine moment of listening to spirit and then following that intuitive hit.
Right. Yeah. You know, and it's, and I don't want to dismiss the other Reiki masters that I
know,
love. It's just, you have just your own individualized take on it. And I don't mean that in a weird way. I mean that in like a totally fantastic way. Like, the first time I ever saw you do Reiki, I was like, my jaw just dropped open, you know, just absolutely amazing. So yeah, that's, I love that. And that led you to, is that what led you? So just so you guys know, we met, through, we're both certified meditation teachers in, certified masters of wisdom and meditation teachers.
Yes.
yeah, I gotta say the whole thing, right?
It's a whole title.
But it's so cool because, you know, like he would do these like networking things with the teachers. And I was like, I need to know that one. I need to know her.
That's how I felt about you. That's exactly how I felt about you. Yeah. I was like, I need to connect with Lori. I think that you're like that with mediumship as well. I think that that's the whole thing, is that you don't, you know, be your own spiritual Google. I say that quite often to all of my, you know, Reiki students. And so I think it's like doing it things your own way. And so I never want to force people. Like, I give you the modality when even teaching Reiki, but it's really like to embrace anybody's intuitive gifts and where they're at, and knowing that it doesn't have to be, you know, a certain, it doesn't have to look a certain way. It's like, here's the tools and the foundation, take what you want, lovingly leave the rest.
Yeah. Can I hear this? May you may not like that I'm gonna do this.
No, go for it.
Your dad?
He's technically my stepdad, but I call him my dad because he is my dad for all intents and purposes.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Does he come into your readings like all the time? Cause he's here.
It's so interesting. He is amazing and I love him. I feel like though, what's really interesting with both him and my sister is that they kind of pop in at different times. Really? So it's like, they kind of share the stage and then my grandmother will sometimes come in, but that's kind of like the vibe of like them, is that like, at least for me, it's like I'll either feel really one or the other. It's really interesting. Sometimes I do feel both, but they kind of pop in and out. Yeah.
While you were talking, I started getting dizzy and I'm like holding on to the table going, oh, okay. And then I kind of like in my mind's eye, I look over and I'm like, and it was, I've never met your dad. Like,
I think he has fun with you though, because he's come through before for you. I think he really enjoys your energy because you've had some really spot on messages and he's fun. Yeah. I think he has fun with you.
Loving being with you in everything that you're up to right now. You guys, Jess is up to so much. Tell us about, okay, so you had an online crystal shop. You stopped doing it for a little while and then you're doing it now again. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I didn't. So I dropped off the Etsy for a hot second just because I was going through so many different things in my life personally, but I have the online lives, which anybody who's on Instagram, these are my people. We love you. We have these amazing, like, hour long lives, usually about once every other month now. It used to be once every month, but it's kind of digressed to like every other month because there's been other things that have been fantastic and keeping me busy. But it's a really beautiful community. And what I think is so great about having it online and doing it live is that you're selecting the crystal, but also you're learning so much. Like my goal is to go through every single crystal is organized by chakras. And I literally break down all the metaphysical healing properties. I even will do crystal readings where I'll pick crystals that are like, just like a little bit less expensive pieces that people can then get like a little reading. That's always been my intention with crystals, is to not have them just be something that I'm selling and be a shop, but something that is also very educational, because to me, they've been so powerful and so healing, and I really connect and believe in them. So yeah, so it's, we now have our online, just our lives, and we'll see. I might get back to Etsy. I might try something different. Who knows, you know, but right now the lives are where it's at. We just had one about 2 weeks ago, and it was a fun, fantastic adventure. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that you guys do that. I just love that you do that. So here's my big question. And I'm seeing some people. So we want to say hello to Joe Steiner. Thank you for coming.
And that's my love.
Oh, it is? Awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. Nice to meet you, Joe. Here's my first question about, because my daughter used to work at, and I think I've probably told you this before, my daughter used to work at a crystal shop. And so like, okay, so tell me about this again. For some reason, it doesn't stick with me. You know?
I get it.
If you're just starting out on mm-hmm. your journey to awakening, as mm-hmm. so many people, I mean, it is like incredible. Have you been noticing that?
It's so exciting. It's so exciting. Like the more like one-on-ones that I keep getting, it just makes me feel so happy and proud that people are open to these different modalities that are providing a different level of energetic care and healing into their life. And beforehand, it would be a thing of like, somebody would be like, I don't know anything about Reiki. I don't want to go see a Reiki master, you know? But now it's like, I've never tried Reiki, but I'm open. Or, you know, my loved one has passed on and I really am looking to channel my grief, you know, and they're coming to you for mediumship. It's just really fascinating to see how the world is opening up. And I think it's a really exciting time. And we need more spiritual entrepreneurs. Like I am on the journey and the quest of just like, let's keep them growing and help you all. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's why I think we are on like the same vibe there, because it's so exciting watching people blossom, whatever their age, whether they're 10 or whether they're 80, you know, it's yes. so cool. So what crystal, if you could suggest one mm-hmm. crystal or maybe two, whatever, somebody that is really starting to open up,
mm-hmm.
which crystal would you?
I would recommend, which is so funny because I don't have it in front of me. Of course, it's like, I have like so many crystals in front of me, but it's in the back. Where is it? It's in my cluster. Actually, no, it's one. Oh, it is. All the way on the right in the back. Probably can't see it, but it's all the way there. Yeah. Yeah. So I would recommend clear quartz. The reason being is because clear quartz, you can literally program it to do anything you want. Perfect. There we go. So clear quartz, it is.
Huh? Almost nobody has touched this.
That's one thing I will say, that there are certain crystals that you work with other people, let them touch. And then other ones I feel like are just really sacred for me. And so it's interesting that you brought up that point, because I do think that that is actually something to think about when you are working with crystals and how you want to introduce them. There's several ways you can cleanse them, obviously, but clear quartz is the master healer. It helps to amplify any other crystals that you then purchase, let's say afterwards, all their healing benefits. It aligns all of your chakras, and it's highly programmable, meaning that you can hold it and basically program it to do anything that you want. So if you're looking to bring in more abundance, more material wealth, if you're looking to bring in love, if you are, I'm just going on general topics here. If you're looking to raise your intuitive energy, clear quartz, you can program it to do anything that you want. And the way that you would do that is just simply hold a crystal, have an intention of what you want to bring into your life. And then when it's done and you feel like that intention has come to fruition and to an existence, you can place it underneath the full moon or take some sage and just gently kind of cleanse it and reprogram it to do whatever the next journey that you might be feeling called to be on.
That's so cool. I didn't realize that you could kind of do that.
I look at crystals as vitamins, right? It's like, what vitamins, what supplements am I taking in today? So yeah. A lot of the times when we first start with crystals, we get very excited because they're absolutely stunning and beautiful. And we carry around, like even for myself, like a whole bag of them. And you'll notice that when you do that, you can feel all different types of energy, because you might have some crystals for grounding, some crystals for opening up your third eye, some for giving you, you know, throat chakra, permission and communication. And so it's really important that you program your crystals to really work with them so that you know when you grab that crystal, what do I need today? What medicine am I like allowing myself to really vibe with and connect with?
Now. Okay, so this is going to sound really strange, but I hardly ever wear this crystal. It's amber. No, amber is really a crystal. I nothing about crystals. Yes.
Yeah.
I know about clear quartz. That's like,
yes.
But what does amber do?
Amber is actually really good for healing. And it's really interesting, but that's like one of the main focuses. I mean, obviously it's going to work within the sacral chakra and helping you to transform, remove some fear a little bit in the solar plexus, but that's really what amber is good for. It's a very profound crystal for actually, especially to physical healing. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's great. I'm going to wear this all the time then.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Come on, let's get this rolling.
I know. I used to be obsessed and always drawn to amber. And that's the other thing is, see what crystals you are really drawn to. You know, people will say, oh, which ones, you know, should I purchase or should I get, or when I'm doing pop-up events. And I'm like, before I even say anything, you know, to the client, I really like them to just kind of just see where, you know, whether it be on a live on Instagram, whether it be again in a pop-up, but just, you know, or if you're going to a crystal store, just because usually 9 times out of 10, you'll pick up a crystal and then, you know, Google it or, you know, read whatever the description is. And you're like, oh my God, this is exactly everything that I need.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that cool? So it's kind of like you're using your intuition to, you know, and you know what's so funny, as you're saying that, I'm sitting here thinking, whenever I go to this crystal shop near me, I'll just see where I'm drawn. I mean, now I do it, but it, for some reason, it didn't connect that maybe because I'm drawn to a certain crystal, maybe I need that crystal. So that's really fascinating. So does anybody have any questions for Jess? We have a lot of people listening in. Now's your time to ask some questions. So Asola Scone says, I have some older amber pieces that were my mom's.
Mm.
Start wearing them. I know, right? That's like amazing.
It's so good.
And now, you know, this is so cool. That's why this is the kind of information that we should be talking about.
And not to do a plug, but I will do this plug because it gets really great reviews. And you actually totally inspired me to create a course on Insight Timer. So Lori was like, you should do courses on Insight Timer. I'm like, oh, I didn't really think about that. And so I did do a course. Serious. Lori was the inspiration behind this course. And so it took me like almost like a year to really record this, but it gets really good reviews and ratings on Insight Timer. It's intro into like crystal Reiki and chakra healing. So if you're really wanting to like dive deeper into learning about crystals and just their basic, you know, ways of how to cleanse and really meditate and how they, you can just kind of notice from their different colors and their different properties, what they're really bringing into your life. It's a great course. It's like a 7-day course and it's about 16 minutes long, each lesson, probably 16 to 18. So
perfect. And if you guys are like into Insight Timer, I mean, it's an amazing app, right?
Yes.
So I would suggest checking it out because I definitely am going to. I didn't know you did a class on there. So, or a course.
Well, I did because of you. Seriously, you said do courses. And I was like, all right, let me do it. So that's what happened. So thank you. Well,
And you know what? It's so cool because there's so much available to us via Insight Timer. You know, there's a lot of us in, you know, there's a lot that you can get into there. Also wanted to say though, I actually am part of another spiritual community that is really pretty amazing called evolveme.com. You know how, and it's not like that I haven't prior to now vibed with other people or whatever, but I found a spiritual community that I feel like that unconditionality. Is that even a word? I don't know if that's a word. Oh. acceptance and love. And it's not like I'm not feeling it anywhere else. I don't mean to diss anybody or anything, but it's like, oh my gosh. So evolveme.com is like such a beautiful, beautiful spiritual community. Anyway, I had to give that plug in there too.
Evolve me. I love it. Us, you know?
So, and hello, Melinda. There's all kinds of people on here now. So this is really cool. I wanted to throw out, does anybody want a reading? Let's like jump right into that. I would love for you to, because you guys, Jess, the way she does readings, oh my gosh. Mm. I have been so lucky to teach with her, to do all sorts of lives. We've done so many lives together, right? So much fun. And it's so beautiful. And you're just, your connection is just stunning. Your connection.
Oh, thank you.
I absolutely love that. So, okay, let me just throw this out. KB2390 says, I don't have a crystal question. Don't know much about Reiki, but I have had my first Reiki appointment. Why do you twitch through it? My legs would jerk.
Hi, KB2390. What's going on? So every Reiki session is different. The thing with Reiki is it really is a way for you to energetically release blockages that you might be holding onto physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and also through all of your chakras. So you can have many different sensations. I actually tell my clients to go into it with no expectations other than to just receive. And because some people really feel some sensations very intensely, and some people may not. I remember the first Reiki session that I had, I thought I was a Reiki loser because I absolutely felt nothing. And there are some certain Reiki masters or practitioners that you work with that you might really have a different experience. So just because you had this as your first experience doesn't mean that you wouldn't perhaps connect with another one and have a completely different one, right? But I don't like to label like, oh, you feel heat and it's this, or oh, you feel cold, or oh, you're twitching. That's just an indication that the Reiki energy is activated. But if you don't have that, that's completely okay too. That would really be more of a question for your Reiki practitioner or your Reiki master, because they might say to you, you know what, when I do Reiki and when I notice that people twitch, they're really releasing a lot of grief, right? Like they might have their own spiritual way of how they read that reaction. So I can't necessarily say that, like, I'm giving you more of a general overview, but you can ask like, hey, I noticed twitching. And they may say, yeah, whenever I see twitching, I really associate it. Again, it could just be like with intense, you know, grief or loss that you're going through. Like I had a Reiki master that I worked with, and every time she worked on people, she would sometimes feel a lot of heat, or they would feel a lot of heat. And she really associated that to letting go in their crown. So there's all these different little indications, but it's just really a bigger sign that the Reiki energy was activated and helping you to release.
She also mentioned she'd love a reading. Are you getting anything about her? What is there an area of your life that you'd like some clarity on, Carlene? Or since we're talking to you, might as well just continue on with that.
I feel like Carlene right now, especially, I'm getting a lot of energy in the third eye. I feel like you're on this journey of trust. Like, I think that you've been building this like vision for yourself for quite some time. You've put in a lot of work, and now it's almost like putting it into motion and really trusting in the follow through. And so I feel like right now is a really good indication for you to be in this space of like even working with some third eye crystals or doing, I actually have, funny enough, again, not to like selfishly plug, but I do have a third eye meditation. I know Reiki, Lori has so many amazing meditations. The Ganesh one is my favorite. I love your voice. But you know, I really feel like right now you've been building this vision, and like this year, like my word for you is trust in it. 'Cause that's going to help you to continue in the fall through, because it's going to happen, and you've had it building and planting the seed for quite some time. That's definitely something I'm sensing for you. Let me know how that resonates.
Yeah.
Anything you're feeling, Lori?
Carlene is actually, she's on Instagram, just so you know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting because, yeah, I feel like she's getting ready for something. I'm feeling like when I tap into her energy, I feel like I'm getting ready for something. And it's like, yeah, you know, so when I asked what can, you know, is there any area of your life or whatever? She says, anything you're picking up, my heart is racing really hard right now.
You got this though, Carlene. You got this. You've been putting in the work for quite some time. So it's just all about trust. You got this.
Yeah.
You're all good. Yeah. Awesome. It's, you know, it's like that whole thing when people say like, you know, oh, just take a leap of faith and the universe will, you know, catch you. It's like, yeah, but that's like sometimes like not really always easy to do. So you get to do this on your own pace, but like you put in the seeds, you put in the work and like value that so much. And you've let go of a lot of, I don't want to say conditioned, but I think like, you're like, I'm open. Like I'm not constricted anymore. Like I'm ready to just do this thing and follow through on it. So yeah.
Carlene, good luck. Report back on how you're doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so Autumn Sunrise would like a reading, and this is Amanda.
Amanda. Okay. I also have my cards too. I don't know where we're going in this.
That's so funny. Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm supposed to pull a card for her. Really interestingly, as you were smiling, I started smiling, and then I pulled this card. I pulled it from the Shaman's Dream card, and this says Lost Compass. Right. And then it says getting back to integrity. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're like out of integrity and you're like a bad person. It's not about that. What I'm getting for you, Amanda, is that you're finally tapping into, God, I'm getting emotional. Oh my gosh. I feel like I want to cry. You're finally coming into who you're supposed to be.
Yep.
You know, you're finally resonating with yourself. I know that might sound strange, but you know, yeah, it's like, yeah, you're finally becoming who you're supposed to be in this world. Amanda, that's amazing.
Totally can resonate with that, because when I was working on you, I don't know too if you've had a male figure that's passed on. It definitely came through this helping you release some of this, because I just like got to your heart and I got let go. And I think that you're letting go of a lot of heaviness that you once kind of perhaps like carried, and like now you're like nourishing yourself. You're like gently nourishing yourself. It feels like this very like soft process, but it's coming back to like who you are in your heart. And it's like just coming back to like, what do I love about like me and my life again? What do I love about me and my life again? And the card that I pulled from my chakra and animal oracle deck was, I look beyond the facade. Instincts, attention, links, and third eye. So you're looking on beyond the facade of that you weren't enough in the past, and that maybe like you didn't value yourself as highly as you are now, and you're letting that go. And that's really where like paying attention to your instincts, following through what feels good in your heart right now. And that's really the way. It's like a beautiful way back to nourishing of self. That's what I'm really sensing. Yeah.
By the way, I want you to hold up. Do you have the?
Oh yeah.
For your animal. Oh my.
Oh my God. I don't.
Guys, she created a deck of cards, and they're animal cards, right?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Animal and chakras. Yep.
Right. Animal chakra cards. Right. Oh my gosh. Amazing. So, if you want to reach out to her, what is your website, by the way?
My website is justbeinspired.com. Currently, I'm actually out of card decks, but I'm looking to order more. I just am trying to expand and maybe have them on Amazon. So we'll see, but I'm currently out. But if you're curious, you can always just reach out to my website and email me, and then I can put you on a list once I get more in. Yeah.
And you know what? You know how whenever you are using cards, like we all have like 30 decks of cards. We all do. Right.
I
mean,
I have a whole dresser.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Dedicated to like where I put them. I know
two people who are like, your deck is the only deck that they can use. Now I try to use all of the decks. It's like, your deck is like, oh my gosh. So
Thank you.
It's divinely, divinely guided.
Thank you.
What that was about. So
you need a team. That's like a whole team when you have because that was like a team of artists, a graphic designer. Like that was like a trio of three of us really working. And then knowing the business parts, how much do you order? did you, I mean, all of that too was a whole labor of love for sure.
Oh, that's so great. I love that. Yeah. Love that. Love that. So we're not going in any order. Melinda thinks we skipped her. Oh, Amanda said she was following up and she said, I feel like I have finally awoken and I realize how blessed I am. I have a lot of people that have passed. Yeah. You know, sadly, the older we get, the more people we know that have passed, and it's
100%.
I don't mean to giggle about it, but it's, you know, it's true. I had one of the first things that, how can I explain this? One of the very first things that ever happened to me where I knew that I had, like, knew, like in my adult life, I had weird stuff going on when I was a kid, right? But one of the very first things that happened to me when I was an adult, and this is 24 years ago, my father died, and I was so blessed to be in the room, right? My mom and I were both in the room, and he passed, and I just knew that he was in the corner of the room. And so I looked up at him, and my mom was freaking out. Obviously. I mean, I'm not dissing her for that. Of course. I looked up in the corner and I said, Dad, I've got this. I've got this. It's going to be okay. I'm going to take care of her, you know, kind of thing. And it was so cool because I just knew, you know, and that was the first real, sort of tangible thing that I could ever feel. I mean, of course there's several little weird things that happened up to my, you know, so interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, so, I love that film. It's so nice when it's somebody close to you, you know?
Oh, right. Right. And it feels like, and then when my mom passed away, 5 years ago and change, I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. I wonder what's going to happen.
I wonder what's
going to be going on. But, and it took her 36 hours and I was agonizing for those 36 hours because I thought to myself, well, you know, why isn't she coming to me? I mean, she knows I'm a medium. She knows I want to hear from her. 36 hours it took her to come to me. And I was like, oh my God, I was questioning it all. Jess, I was questioning, am I really a medium? I don't even working as a medium, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, oh my God, you know? And then finally she came to me and she's always to my left now. She and my dad are always to my left. And she's the one that inspired me to teach, you know, because she was a teacher. So she's always right here helping. It's extraordinary. So my point in telling you all of that is not you, but everybody that's listening. You know,
and me like, too. I'm easy here.
It's kind of like, even though they're not here in physical form, it's just a different relationship. It's not like, you know, it's just a different relationship. And now I can hear, because I was so lucky to have her for so long in my life, you know, I can hear my mom talking in my head and it's her voice, you know, because that's the way, you know, so it's really kind of interesting. So,
I love that. I love that. It's so beautiful.
But it's just a change in the relationship. And if you look at it like that, it's not bad at all. I mean, well, it's not the same, obviously, but you know,
right.
Creates a little bit easier. It's a little bit easier to,
I think that's really the best way to describe it is the fact of, you know, that, it's just a change in relationship, because I think about that quote of like, energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be transformed or transferred. And so, you know, that's where I feel like it's just developing that different relationship. But a good friend of mine who has, you know, gone through a significant amount of grief as well, at a pretty young age. Cause I would say that, you know, it's still, you know, sometimes being my age, I do feel a little isolated in the amount of grief that I've gone through. She said one of the best things, she goes, it still just doesn't make up for the physical loss. And I think it's really important to honor both. So I love that you're saying that of like, it still is hard, but if we can look at it as a change in relationship, that is so important.
Melinda, is there an area of your life or is there something going on that you'd like
to? I'm getting from Melinda just one thing that's coming through. I just feel called. I was like, let me just pull these two cards. It was like, boom. I give myself permission, truth, opportunity, ladybug, and throat chakra. I feel like, Melinda, you've probably maybe felt like luck hasn't been on your side, but I feel like things are starting to shift and things are going to start to change. Especially around, I think, your birthday. I could be wrong, but I feel like, are you a Leo? Let me know. And so it feels like that this is the time to really allow yourself the grace to know what's best for you. That's really also what the ladybug is, and being in your throat chakra is really just saying that, like, luck is on your side, things are shifting, but to take the power back and just be like, you know what? I'm embracing my power. I'm allowing myself to move forward, and my luck and things are shifting. And I got also here is I predict clairvoyance past lives. I think that, and lemur, third eye. There's a lot of shedding that I think in this healing journey that you've been on that you've had to, I don't want to say have to, but that you've gotten to let go of that was deeply within your roots and in your past. So this feels like third eye, but also like root chakra energy. And so now it's like just painting the vision for yourself differently, painting the different, you know, energy of what the future gets to look like, and knowing that it just gets to be on your own terms, and that it is, again, just knowing what's best for you. So, yeah.
Melinda, what card I pulled for you was the knowledge card. Look how, first of all, look how beautiful the card is. I mean, I love it. Love it.
That's gorgeous.
I know, right? I mean,
I love that.
That's why I love doing cards, because it's really, to me, it's about the graphics.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just whatever.
Anyway, 100%.
What I'm getting for you, Melinda, is kind of along those same lines. I feel like that you are in a sort of position right now where there's power coming. It's like you're starting to understand your own power. You're starting to understand, and you're starting to believe yourself.
Yes.
You know? Like, trust yourself, you know?
Yep.
That's really what I'm getting, is that you're learning. And I don't know if it's your age or I don't know what it is, but you know how it does happen, right? It does happen.
Yeah.
The older we get, the more we start to, we really trust ourselves, and we start to understand who we really are. And that's what I'm getting for you, Melinda, right? It's like, this knowledge, this like new knowledge, and I feel it coming in, and you tell me if you feel the same way, Jess. Like, I feel like okay, I'm going to say it this way, but it's really strange to say it this way, like a shakeup in your, in your crown chakra. Like, I feel like in your crown chakra, there's stuff that is like, it's opening up really a lot. I want to say sort of easier coming into who you are. And it's like this knowledge, it's like this divine knowledge. So Melinda, this is like incredible. Oh my.
Yeah. God. It feels like a shift in faith. That's where I'm feeling that sense of that crown energy. Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah. A shift in faith. Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So love to you, Melinda. Good luck. Yay. It's so much, it's so exciting. Okay. And now we have Pamela. I would really enjoy a reading. You ladies are awesome.
You're awesome, Pamela. You're that's awesome. So
nice, Pamela.
All right, Pamela. Give me a second, Pamela.
I'm supposed to use an empowerment card. You know what? It's so funny. I am not into dinosaurs. I'm not into all that stuff. And it's not like I'm just not into them. It's not like a bum or anything.
I don't know why, but I was not expecting for you to say dinosaurs. I don't know why, but I was like, that just went amazingly. Like, if you would have like asked me, like, what do I bet Lori's going to say that she's not into, I wouldn't have said dinosaurs. And I love that so much.
Guess what? I didn't mean dinosaurs. I meant to say dragons.
I didn't, maybe it's both. That's why I was like, dinosaurs. I was like, that's a cool deck that maybe I would be into. But then I'm like, that's hilarious. That's amazing.
So goofy. Yeah. Okay, so I'm not really into dragons. That's what I meant to say. But I was told to choose, Pamela, I was told to choose a card for you. From the empowerment deck. And they are the reason why I said all of that was because there turns out to be that there's a lot of dragons on these cards, and I don't know why, but it doesn't matter. I was told to buy these cards. So there you go.
Yeah.
So the card I pulled for you is Destiny. Mm. Oh, look, is that a dolphin?
That's a dolphin. Yep.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Look at you have a dolphin.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So this is what it says. It says, acknowledge your mission. Oh my gosh, Pamela, this is so amazing. Align with your purpose. You have gifts to share with the world.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I honestly kind of don't need to say much else because honestly, is that, but I feel like that you're, it makes you nervous to, I feel like that the idea of having spiritual gifts kind of makes you a little bit nervous. Okay. So this card, I feel like, is to try to help you to sort of open up your heart. I feel like I want to tell you to do a heart chakra meditation. And I'm sure Jess has like 6,000 of them.
I actually, funny enough, only have one. And I only have one. It was one of my first recordings. And it's not that it's bad, but it's just like, I would have done it differently looking at in time. But it's still gets good reviews. So check it out on Insight Timer.
Exactly. You know, but I would suggest, Pamela, maybe try a heart chakra meditation. Because I really kind of feel like that, that could really help with your trusting and with your, surrendering to who you know you're supposed to be. That's really kind of what I want to say about that. So what do you
think? I feel like I have the follow-up to that. So I create what best serves me, illusions, birth, spider, and sacral chakra. So I think it's really asking yourself, what is the new webs that I can create for myself? And what are the old webs that I've outgrown? Like, I just feel like it's about going forward. It's like fear, false evidence appearing real. That's something that David G, our teacher, and I think Awakened with Jamie was also on here, is also a teacher with David G. Hi Jamie, love you. Awesome. Again, I'm like trying to, it's weird. I can't see it still in real time. Yeah, I know. So I apologize. So illusions and birth. And so I think it's about birthing the new version of what it is that you want to create, and just thinking about, okay, this is the canvas. I've started to create the web, and the way to kind of make sure that you can continue to create that web is just whenever you find those moments, because I always like to joke and say we can't just let it go like the Frozen song. So I feel like we can't just let it go, but it's just being hey, do I want to am I spinning this web and really where it is that I want to go, or am I spinning this web into a direction that is of fear, that is of illusions? Because you're birthing something new, because your next card was I rebirth, counsel and inspiration, root chakra and leopard. You're really allowing yourself to be seen, but I don't know if you've allowed yourself to be seen for maybe quite some time. But now it feels like you get to do it in a way that feels safe with other people. So I would really highly recommend that you get advice, like you are right now, from people that, are inspiring you and telling you to go for it, or people in your life who, what we say in David G, are in your front row. There is a time where you may not feel like you're being seen just yet, but you are going to know when is your time to be seen, because the leopard, they show their spots when they're ready. And then the shamanic culture, they literally are utilized, any type of cat, but leopard, jaguar, they are said to eat up the lower vibrations. And I feel like right now you're doing that with your creativity and what you're putting forth and the web. And it's almost like this seed that's been put in the soil that has yet to come to grow. So the seed has been planted and it's ready now, just starting to have its sprouts, and you're starting to just see a little bit of the growth. That's what I'm sensing.
Gosh, Pamela, that's extraordinary. That's extraordinary. Yeah. Coming into who you know you're supposed to be. Oh my, there's nothing so exciting as that. And you know what? It's so funny, because I remember, and I'm sure you do too, when you really started getting into this, and it's all these things started happening, and in your, literally your mind, your body, your soul, all of it, all of these things start happening, and it was so exciting. And then, just realizing it all is so extraordinary. So Pamela, the best to you. The best.
Can we go to, cause I can't, it's, I see BB. I don't know. She said it a while ago that she wanted a reading, and I don't know. I've seen her on this stream and I just feel called.
No, she just posted. So she's here.
Oh, she's okay. Cool. I feel like BB, it's all about getting to the heart. Oof. BB's big chill here much. Yes, BB is an amazing healer. Shout out to BB. If you're not following BB, she is a singer. I mean, she channels as she sings. So she basically channels messages as she sings. We did this amazing winter solstice event, and literally she has the voice of an angel, but she plays the bowls and sings, and she's just a fantastic healer. So definitely follow BB. She also has some of her own songs on Spotify, I believe. I could be wrong, but I just, shout out to BB. But I feel like what I'm sensing for you, BB, is coming from the crown, then working your way down. Typically, I say working from the root and going up, but there was this awesome new energetic approach that I learned as I was teaching this chakra channeling course that I offered about crown chakra conscious mapping. And it was really cool. And so it actually brings you from the top back down. And what I got was like, for you right now is like, what do you love about your dream? Coming back to what you love about your dream. Like, you know, it's really interesting when you shift from being a spiritual entrepreneur to then, you know, from going to just like having this be your practice. And it can be sometimes just speaking personally, I might be projecting a little bit, you know, overwhelming, because then you're starting to look at it as not just your practice, but like also like how you can monetize, how you can grow it, how you can build it, how you can have that connective tissue. And so just come back to what you love about your dream, and even what you love about it now. Not even what you loved about it in the past. And it's really interesting because I know that BB's dad has ascended and he is so with you, helping you, and so in your front row big time. And so interesting enough, I got this. My creativity awaits, imagination, seal, and sacral chakra. And it is just such a great time to come back to that place of imagination and flow and know that spirit, your dad, everybody is leading you in that space of it being a sense of flow and a sense of grace and ease, working even within the water element right now. And yeah, that's really it. Like, why do I love my dream at this time? Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And again, you know what? I swear to God, it's so much fun. The card I pulled before Jess even started talking goes right in with that. Okay. So I pulled this card. Look at this. It's a deep diver and it says diving into a task. What I'm getting for you, first of all, I'm seeing a lady with you, number one. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that she might be either a new-ish guide for you. And I just feel like that she is here to help build your confidence because as far as like seeing this card, the deep diver, I feel like that I'm supposed to talk about you not being afraid to move on to the next task, move forward. Like, you know, like, yeah, that's, it's fantastic. Everything Jess said that you're up to, which is super exciting. Don't be afraid to like move on and do something else. And I don't mean something else completely different, like, you know, becoming a contractor or something. I mean, just like follow your intuition, you know, keep going back to your gut instinct, to your intuition in your solar plexus, because that is where for you, your power is. Okay. And I feel like that this lady, first of all, she's so freaking cool. She's like really awesome, but yet she's very sweet. And I swear to you, I'm seeing her as like, and it's almost like, I wish you could be in my head for like 30 seconds because she's like here and it's like, she's standing here, but she's underwater and she's moving her tail. So I just wanted to, throw that out to you and just, work on, you know, ask, you know, create an intention surrounding allowing yourself to jump in to your confidence. Okay. And be at ease with your self-esteem. And it's hard. It is hard because you put, especially singers, because I used to be a singer, I get that. You put so much of yourself into the channeling of the beautiful sounds. I'm sure that you're, you know, I can't wait to follow you so I can hear your stuff, right? It's just like you put so much into it, it becomes like a baby, you know? Like your songs are your babies, you know? And so I fully feel like I empathize with, you know, and I'm not saying that you don't have any confidence or you don't have any self-esteem. That's not it. But I feel like that sometimes you might struggle with that a little bit. So it's all going to be good. It's all going to be good. Keep moving forward. Oh, that's so great. Oh, wow. Look, she says, I appreciate this so much, ladies. Wow. Chills, tears, so resonant with everything. Oh, that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. So let's do Dave B. And then let's do one more for Jamie, because I forgot that I wanted to give her a read.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, and if you want to too, I don't mind pulling for Dave B. If you want to pull for Jamie and add too, if you want to do like that too.
We'll both pull for Dave and we'll both pull for Jamie. So do Dave first.
So for Dave, I got this. I carry hope, light, new beginnings. This couldn't be better. Dragonfly and sacral chakra. I feel like I hear you where you're saying you've been feeling kind of low, but also like just coming through is just like a lot of heaviness. It feels like a lot of exhaustion, a lot of burnout. I'm not really quite sure what you do for work or where that direction is going, but I just feel like there's a lot of energy that like just feels like you're just keeping up, like your head is just trending above water. Like constantly, like that's what it really feels like. And so I carry hope. So I love this because new beginnings and light. I think that a lot of us also collectively have felt like that the first like 2 months or so of this year. I think that we went into 2024 kind of like, this is going to be great. And then we've kind of been like just a little disconnected. And I feel like with the spring equinox and now moving into Aries season, which I believe is on the 21st as the official start date, we're going to have a different sense of fire. And so I would really say for you, Dave, what to really balance some of this energy right now is going towards the things that feel light whenever you can. So whether that is that you binge out on a favorite TV show, you know, if you have like a moment or an hour of your day, whether that's you decide to meditate, whether that's you decide to go take a walk in Mother Nature, just trying to create some of these gem moments that feel light to kind of offset this heaviness, I think would really benefit you right now because it just feels like an exertion of energy that you just don't have. And I think that it's about not about just being like, all right, I'm just going to get out there and do it and know it. I think it's really about just saying like, okay, how are the things that I can do now that help me to feel hope? You know, what is bringing me hope? I love this whole phrase. And this is a really powerful meditation that I recorded. That's 5 minutes that Jamie knows this one just for today. It's the Reiki principles. The Reiki principles are just for today. Do not anger. Just for today. Do not worry. Just for today. Be grateful for every little thing, for, you know, every living thing. Just for today. Be kind to every living thing. Like there is a whole beautiful principle here of just for today. So I would say for you, what is your just for today? And it might just be just for today. I'm going to try to smile more. Just for today, I'm going to stop and pet a dog. Just for today, I'm going to allow, I know, but like, I think it's about, I feel like the exhaustion, the burnout is so real for you, Dave, that it's like, just like starting to like go towards the light, just going towards the things slowly that feel light. And eventually that snowball and that effect will kick in, if that makes any sense.
Oh, that's, I love that. That's such a great reading. And it feel, for me, it feels really good for him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, interestingly, I'm going to take a step further with that. Okay. Dave, are you ready? Okay. So this one I pulled, this is from the empowerment deck and I pulled confidence, right? Mm. So let me read what the confidence thing says. It says, be bold, rise up and stand tall, feel the fire in your soul. So here's what I'm supposed to say about that, because I actually pulled two cards for you. Okay. So I pulled the confidence card, but I also pulled the water spirit, which is manifesting dreams. Seriously. Oh my gosh. Here's the thing. I really feel like I'm really supposed to tell you, Dave, to not be sort of afraid to take some time for yourself. Okay. Mm. Because in doing that, like Jess was talking about, you know, binge watch a show that you love or something like that. Take some time for yourself. Okay. Because it's okay to be human. Like we're all like trying to be all big and, you know, we're trying to be all spiritual and stuff all the time. But the thing is, we also we're having a human experience, right? So allow yourself to relax just for a bit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because then we move into the manifesting dreams. And this to me talks about raising your vibration and how do we do that? Okay. Being bold, taking any sort of action towards some kind of goal that you have, an intention that you create. But what I want to say is turn on some music and dance. You know, in a room, maybe where there's nobody around, who cares, right? I'm the type of person, I will put, oh my God, I put my headphones on in the grocery store the other day. I mean, people must have been looking at me like I was nut. I had the best music on. I have been obsessed lately with the old Van Halen song Right Now. Being in the present moment. And I was like, I'm here. I am right here right now. Right. So I am dancing, literally dancing in the grocery store. And I thought to myself, somebody's going to see me that knows me. And this is not going to be good, you know, but,
It's going to be great. It's just another message for them. Yeah.
That raises my vibration when I do stuff like that. Raises mine. Find what raises yours.
100%.
You know, even if it's something silly, like, I don't know, playing the piano or it doesn't have to be music related. It could be like something like she was saying, watching your favorite show, you know, or something like that, you know?
So
I just wish you the best because it's right there. I feel like it's right there for you. We just want to open that box and let the butterflies fly out. That was fun. That was that I enjoyed reading for you, Dave. So last but not least is Jamie Cipriani. All right, look at this. It says magician sword and it says confidence in your magic. All right. So the message here, Jamie, is for you to start to, and it's so funny because it seems like sort of the theme for this is like building their confidence and that sort of thing. But it's not like I don't think that you, wait, I got to say this right. It's not like I think you don't have confidence, but I feel like that there's like a, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, Jamie. Like, I feel like it's kind of like there's so many options. It's like, I could do this, I could do this, I could do this, I could do this, I could do that. You know, and there's like so much that you're interested in. It's like, so what should I do next? Like, what should I do? How should I move forward in this, right? So that being said, I want to talk to you about going into doing a solar plexus meditation is what I really feel like. Doing a solar plexus meditation and going deep in. It feels to me like, and you're, that's the only thing I want to say. I think I'm supposed to cut it off there, actually. I think I'm supposed to cut it off there. So go ahead, Jess.
I trust in my dreams, desires, visions, lizard, and third eye. And I think that by coming inwards, that's going to help you to shed some of those layers, right? And the sense of the lizards, they shed their skin like snakes. And so I think that it's shedding the conditions of how things have to look in moving forward and just coming in and trusting your gut. And I would say, just go for everything and see what sticks. Be like, boom, 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 boom. And like, and just, and in the sense of like coming into the solar plexus and knowing that, and then really trusting in it and going forward. Cause it's, I choose to know is the next declare clear cognizance, tiger, and third eye. I think, you know, the whole thing is I see that you're going to be such a light for people this year. The thing with the tiger is that they love to look up at the full moon because it reminds them of the light even in the dark. And I mean, just having Jamie personally as my friend, she's totally that person and the light for me. But I think that she's going to really kind of expand and do that for other people so that they can trust in themselves. And so there's going to be this beautiful synergy of coming inward, exactly what Lori said, coming into the solar plexus, then shedding some of those conditions of how things have to be and just seeing what sticks. And then you're going to really kind of be able to be this light. And it's going to be this reflection, beautiful mirror moment of, oh my God, I'm really helping other people and other people are actually really helping me to remind me of that. I get to choose to know that I'm ready to do this. Yeah.
And I keep hearing 2 months and I'm not exactly 100% sure why I'm hearing 2 months, but I'm hearing 2 months, 2 months, 2 months. So I'm kind of thinking, Jamie, that like, I'm kind of feeling like April is going to be kind of a big month for you.
Jamie's feeling on fire. I know that she's like excited to get the fire started. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. And good luck to you, Jamie. We love you. That's so great.
Yes.
So
fantastic. Yes.
So Jess, tell us what you have coming up next.
So I'm really excited. I actually just did a post about it today. Anybody who is curious, I am doing an online event with my dear friend Amber. Her handle is Align with Amber, and she is a trauma-informed yoga teacher. She's also a Reiki practitioner as well with me, but it's like beyond yoga. It's like this trauma-informed meditative movement experience. And so we're going to actually do it on the 21st. The investment is only $33. I say that because it's going to be like jam-packed with Reiki, trauma-informed movement meditation, also personalized affirmations, so many different modalities. So that's going to be this Thursday. Highly recommend that. Also too, you can always catch me on Insight Timer or any of my meditations. And if you're local to South Florida, I do have an event on Saturday evening, which is breaking down the whole astrological new year that we are setting into, that will be at Dandelion Studio. And yeah, just follow me here on Instagram and connect with me and just vibe out. That's pretty like much it. Yeah. I'll have some other cool stuff that I'm launching here soon, but those are the main things that I can at least remember.
You're just such a beautiful soul. And I'm just so honored that you are here with me. So
thank you
so much for being here. Today was so much fun, and I'll see you next week.